Good evening. Good evening. Are you coughing or are you Santa Clausing?
I messed up Santa.
Okay, for starters, Tyler. Tyler, did you get your Santa suit yet?
It's coming.
Mine's coming too, and it hasn't arrived yet, so I'm under the gun.
Mine should be here tomorrow.
Merry after disaster. That was the worst thing I've ever said on this program.
I want to express my concern.
That was really awful. Let's not ignore that Anderson just did. Are you trying out possible live show openings? Is that what's happening?
Here we go.
You're workshopping it?
We're not going to begin with
Santa's workshopping it?
A bunch of Corano downtrodden Debbie Downer shit, all right? Things are going fine.
Positive.
Man.
Let's keep it up.
We've sold Paul Coffey amount of tickets. Those hockey fans in the audience listening. That's 77. That's plenty. Should we just divulge? Should we be divulging?
Too late. Doesn't matter. You already did.
No, now there's a lot of people not going to buy because they're like, that's not enough. That's
no,
really weird.
Plenty. I've been to plenty of comedy shows where there's like 15 people, and it's brutal.
And I'll tell you right now, in the big picture, I think the club was anticipating us selling out because of what Melrose did.
Well, they can suck it.
They can suck it. Fuck them. And I mean that.
I've heard from plenty of people who are going to be out of town. We knew that was coming. Yeah. All right. Plus, this is old.
But here's the deal.
That's
a very difficult club to sell tickets in that part of town. In Brea, and the guy who's there tonight used to do 2 weeks in a row at the Improvs and used to sell out every single one of those
who's
shows.
That guy?
I don't want to say, but he's there tonight and he sold
less. I know his name?
And he sold less than 77.
All right, well,
Schmerry Schmeinfeld?
We're good. We're good to go.
Schmill Schmer.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the After Disaster, the Christmas edition of the After Disaster. I am Anderson. To my left there is Mike Carlano being Debbie Downer, and there's Ty Ty playing Santa's reindeer.
Those are Jesus's reindeer.
Those are Jesus's earrings. Those are his cock piercings.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He's got a really big penis.
That was. Could you hear all the Christians fleeing? I just heard them all flee.
That's all right.
They all just swiped left.
I mean, they're playing way too many notes on the bass. Is that what you mean by fleeing?
So, yeah, tickets still available. The next show that we do will be the live show. It'll be fantastic, and looking forward to this one.
Surprises in store, folks.
This Monday. And you know what? If you're in town and you're bored on Monday, come on by. There'll be tickets at the door.
Okay.
Come on by.
The worst sell I've ever heard. Listen to this. Here's a sell, though. This is real shit. Brand hot, spanking new After Disaster t-shirts will be available.
Only at the live show.
Mall Grab will be part of it. That's all I can say. The t-shirt is Mall Grab related.
Scott by Scott did his magic again.
No, let's not, you know.
I told Scott I'd be paying him at the live show. He said, I'll rip the check up in your face.
Shit.
I'll rip it up.
You're like, good thing we're not paying you by check. We're paying you by...
If Scott comes up to you, if a man comes up to you and says, hey, I'm Scott. I'm the one who made the shirts. Buy me a drink. Don't buy that man a drink.
He's had enough.
He's still so ashamed of that, and he probably just shut off the podcast right now.
He should not be ashamed of that because we've all done worse stuff than that on the air.
Tyler hasn't.
What does it sound like when Scott's drinking out of shot glasses that have jingle bells on them?
See, Scott... What Tyler just did is way worse than anything you did at the live show.
I designed that shot glass. No, you didn't.
Here's another thing you're going to see at the live show if you make it on down. A trailer for one of the films. I've shot 5 shorts this year, and the wife said, you know what you should do for the live show? Throw together a little trailer. I drank a bunch of coffee, stayed up till 4 in the morning, and put together a little trailer.
Nice.
It's got music. It's color corrected. Just give you a little taste. I'm also going to be showing my first short in its entirety. Only aired once at a festival. It's going to be airing again at the Grauman Chinese, whatever the fucking Chinese theater is there on Hollywood Boulevard.
I believe it's the China Moon Theater.
It's a festival.
Oh, I didn't know.
It'll be playing there in April, but I'm going to, don't tell anyone, but I'm going to be showing it to the After Disaster audience at the live show.
On your phone?
And then if Baby Jesus has a miracle in store, the three of us Pabs are going to put together a little bulletin boards. Now, I was...
And if you have any films you want to show, just bring them.
I was up the other night trying to get to sleep, sweating as I often do. Panicked about...
I'm going to paint a picture.
The world. There's a chicken in my neighborhood. I can hear it crowing at night when it's raining, and I feel very bad for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that as well as many other awful things, and I was wondering, is it offensive that we're going to be making a video of us shooting guns and stuff, or am I overthinking this?
Offensive to who?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
People that have lost friends and whatnot?
People have lost friends on skateboards.
Mm. Yeah,
that's not slowing us down.
Oh my God, guys, I was a fucking hero today. I was a hero today.
Let's hear it.
First of all, I should also mention we have some, we just finished doing the Film Vault Christmas disaster. I don't know what we call it. So we got Brian in the house along with Miss Movies of Past, who we're calling Silent Movies now because she's
the ghost of Miss Movies Past?
The old movies, old Miss Movies. So she's like a silent picture and she doesn't talk anymore because she retires. So she's Silent Movies. thought that was quite clever. When
wait till you hear what she got on the white elephant.
Oh, she's giving me the flipping me off. And then new Miss Movies, Diana Vandenkamp is also in the house. So maybe we'll have, I don't know how long they're going to
be. Maybe we'll have them fight.
Maybe we'll have them come on in here in a bit. But I got to tell this quick story because I need
actually. Hero,
need
let's
some,
hear it.
I need some feedback. I need some feedback. That was terrible. Oh, did I mention Brian's here? Did I mention Brian? Paul Brian?
Yeah, and look what side of the glass he's on.
Why, hey, Brian, why don't you come on in here? I need your opinion on this, maybe. Should I? Is this a bad idea? I don't know. I was a hero today.
Did you take this off the wall?
This
for
is
reasons
an audio,
we can't discuss?
Audio podcast. No, we did a white elephant gift exchange. It's airing later this week on the Film Vault. And I was very upset with Brian, once again, not going out and buying a gift. He brought some swag in.
So you pulled this off the wall to give?
So I decided to go pull off a picture that has existed in this building for years off the wall and make that a part of my gift. So
should I just take it with me?
Mike's holding a picture of himself on air with Stanley sitting in his lap. Not Tyler. So, Brian, coming in here? Or is he coming in? Whatever. I don't need I'm at Fry's today looking for a gift, as well as returning some props that were used in the last
It's a good place to buy gifts. You know why? They got good electronics. They also got all that as seen on TV
need
bullshit.
You to launch into a Fry's ad.
The only problem is don't buy anything that's been returned to Fry's because they just repackage all the broken shit.
They don't try. Yeah.
But do they have payphones outside Fry's?
Also, keep in mind, if you buy at Fry's, you're probably supporting terrorism. Probably.
Why is that?
Because they're Middle Eastern.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
And that's true.
They think, what's his name, Anad? They're going with not guilty as a people.
All right. Is this going to air before the final episode?
I don't know. The final episode's tomorrow.
It'll air tomorrow, so
we're going to beat him to the punch.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
Guilty.
I'm not totally guilty, and he admits it on the last episode. While laughing, cackling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spoiler.
And then he says, death to all Americans.
Yep. It's a weird ending.
That would be uncomfortable.
I don't know how it's going to prelude in the next season.
And then it's just like, your phone call has ended.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the phone lines were up, and I pushed the button, and we would have had a real dial tone, but Tyler doesn't have the phone lines up. Come on, tie. All right, so I'm at...
Hey, I'm just calling to say I love your show. See you at the live show.
I'm playing heroic music for Anderson to tell his hero story.
Oh, sorry. So I'm walking out of Fry's, right? And I hear this girl, this little girl crying.
Oh.
It sounds like this.
And you looked over and Bill Cosby was humping her?
Jesus.
And I hear, you're killing me!
Oh, is it Larry from the mattress commercials?
So I turn, and there's this older woman.
Yes.
In a wheelchair.
Oh no!
And her back is to me.
She's got the voice of a little girl,
and her husband is holding her and trying. And he looks very distraught and befuddled and confused. And
you're trying to put her IV back in.
There's probably 15 people.
Her breathing apparatus has fallen out
in the parking lot, and they're all just kind of staring, as well as an imam, which was kind of right before this all happened. I was actually walking out of Fry's, and there was this imam. We all know what imams look like, right?
Yeah,
They're the people that you see on the side when you're trying to get on an airplane. They're the ones being interrogated.
Luke Skywalker cut one open to climb inside of his carcass and stay alive.
No.
An imam is like the head of the mosque. I don't think you're referring to... do you mean like a Sikh?
He looked like
he looked
like
the mosque?
He looked like he was ahead.
Did the guy have a turban?
He had one of those hats that's like a chef hat but short. And he was wearing something that most cultures would consider a dress, but not so he looked very... And he was buying a really cool looking TV. And I was going to do that thing that, like, the cheesy, like, white guy does with the black guy, where, like, you know, you try and strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
But it was like an imam. And I was going to take it to the next level. And I was going to be like, he saw me kind of
wonderful choice,
TV.
My brother.
And I was
is that what you're going to say?
Just talk to him about technology.
Bro.
Like, right? Find a common ground. Like, I know that most people probably talk to you because they think that you're, like, you know, going to bomb shit. But not me, bro. I want to talk about your TV purchase.
Yeah.
It looks like pretty sweet TV.
Yeah.
But then I decided.
The guy's like, my name's Carl. I'm third generation American. Like, I don't want to talk to you about my.
And
TV.
I'm wearing a dress because I'm gay. And you're like, oh, Jesus, I picked the wrong guy to try to bond with.
All right.
Not that gay people wear dresses.
So here we go. So I'm walking.
I'd venture to say most gay people don't wear dresses.
So I'm walking out of the parking lot after, you know,
girls
not talking,
or guys.
Talking to the imam, kind of having guilt and regret because I wish that I had. And I hear this crying in this one. So I get my car and I start the car up, and there's like a multitude of people like walking by, imam included.
Your triumphant music ran out, by the way.
Turn it back
start
on.
It back up.
It's happening. So I look over, and everyone's just kind of walking by, looking concerned, almost like they thought that he might have been doing something to her, because that's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
She kept screaming, "You're killing me!" So I start my car up, and I'm watching it now in my rearview mirror. I see it happening, and I see the look in this poor guy's face. I'm like, I gotta do something. I'm the last guy here that should be, because I have a fucked back. So I walk over and I say, "Hey, excuse me, sir. See, you might be having some issues here. I don't have a very good back, but if you need help with her back in the car, mm-hmm. I'm your man. You can do that. And he looks at me and goes, this is brand new for me. She's never done this before. She has ALS, and you know she's got bad, good days and bad days. But we just
dumped a bucket of ice on his head, and everything was fine.
We just gave her a new medication today, and this is brand new. And she starts to settle down when she hears a stranger's voice, right?
Yeah. So she's faking.
So no, but she
fuck her
really, and she wanted it. So we lift her up in her chair. We get her back in there. 45 minutes later, I'm saying goodbye.
No
to these
way.
I wheeled this woman
no way
inside Fry's because he had to be two places at once. He had to be inside making a purchase, very important purchase. And I said, you got to be two places at once. I can just hang out with her out here. We can follow you in. So I'm talking to this woman. She was completely mentally there. She was just very tired and not in a good mental space. But she was completely had all. We were talking about movies. I was talking about where she came from.
She's like, the Lou Gehrig story is my favorite.
A very sweet lady. A very sweet lady. Yeah. He was a very sweet man. But here's what. And I enjoyed myself. And he actually stops at one point.
That's like,
something.
45 minutes is a long time.
It was a long time. I was supposed to go to the gym. I'm fat now.
Well, you got to work out, lifting her up and down.
So he says to me, he just stops. He goes, is this one of the, are you doing this for the holiday spirit? Or why are you doing this, sir? I'm like,
I just like old ladies.
Yeah. And a thing. Actually, yeah, like within 90 seconds of meeting these people, you know, he was so desperate. He was holding her up while I was up inside of her shirt, pulling her shirt down, because that's what her main complaint was. Her shirt was all.
Yeah.
And it was. I could feel it. It was really high.
Did you touch her wrinkly old body?
Back of my hand was, you know. Yeah. So in the middle of this conversation, before I'm even wheeling her inside, he just hands me this card.
And he owns a skateboard shop?
And I don't want to give too much stuff on the card, but it's his. It's pretty much he has his own website.
It's a lot of writing on that
card. Lot of writing, right? So I'm reading this and very confused.
You're a very kind person for doing that, and I appreciate that.
So I go inside, and then, you know, I wait in line with him, and we're talking. And
what was he buying, by the way?
I was trying not to be nosy.
Jump rope?
But it looked like something.
I was trying not to be nosy. This is the guy who had his hand up his wife's shirt.
Yeah.
It wasn't down her pants. It was up the shirt. Mm. Up the shirt.
Like a gentleman.
It was some kind of something that plugs in. It looked like a memory stick.
Did you feel any, like, cancer?
Oh, memory stick. That's ironic.
No, she's not losing her memory. Ty.
Oh.
Actually, you know what? I just seen a Theory of Everything, which I was pleasantly surprised by and enjoyed quite a bit. And you made a
wrongful assumption that people in wheelchairs are smarter than the rest of us?
So she and I, we're talking about...
They should be, because they have plenty of time to read.
And to sit and think.
They should be smarter.
They should be.
Yeah.
Well, I was making that argument. Never mind.
That's true. It's true. Handicapped people better fucking hit the books.
Yeah, they better.
God's given you a gift, the gift of not having to walk around. Right. Utilize that gift. Go to law school. Mm-hmm. For God's sakes, do something with your life.
Do you think you'd be better? You'd be in a better place if you never walked?
I'd probably be 10 times more bitter.
So
my wheelchair with two big skateboards instead of wheels.
So as I'm saying goodbye and I'm talking, I help him like lift her up into the car, and she's all back to normal now, pretty much. And she was very sweet and very kind. He tells me, he says, I gave you my card. Oh, this is the kind of sense of humor he has. He's such a cute little old man. He's like, here's my pride and joy. And he opens up his wallet.
Of course.
And he has like a little old faded picture from like the 70s of like Pride dish soap and Joy like laundry.
Yeah, let me guess. He goes to car shows. Like every fucking middle-aged white guy that has that same card in there.
Oh, really? I've never seen it before.
That's a great card. Yeah, you want to see my pride and joy? I'm like, no.
But it says
pride. No, I don't.
Oh, do they all want to
see my pepper spray?
I've never seen that joke before.
Old guys. Car shows, first of all, are for 50-year-old white dudes.
I don't know.
Only.
Where car shows are coming
only.
Into this. How are car shows
I go
coming
to a
in?
Lot of car shows.
Okay, well, this has nothing to do with car
Tommy
shows.
Tommy Bahama shirts, big fat guys, probably haven't had sex with their wives in like 25
this
years.
This guy's not
and they
that
go
guy.
To car shows.
These two have been married for 48 years.
They have
years.
That same joke. That same joke.
Okay. I've
they
never
probably
seen the
go
joke.
To like Johnny Rockets for burgers afterwards, even though the doctor warned them against it.
I like the joke. I thought it was funny. It tickled me.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So I say goodbye to them. And then he says, hey, I got you. What the fuck? This guard. I cannot wait until I never see this man again.
You should keep a picture of a prolapsed anus in your wallet just to go, hey.
What? You're being very rude.
I know. Sorry. I'm in a bad traffic and stuff today. It was like a very hard day.
So I say goodbye to him.
I'm gonna stop.
And then he says, hey, you have my card. Please send me an email to thank me. I feel like it should just be one of these like one and done.
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
Right?
Yeah. Here's
wait, he wants you to email him so that he can thank you?
He asked me for a card. And she was like in the car, and I heard her saying, ask if he has a card. And I didn't. I never had a card. I don't believe in cards. So he says, you have our information. Please send me an email. So yeah, I feel like it should just be kind of like one, like they'll wonder if I actually was a real person.
Let me see that card.
Don't read it out loud.
I'm
though,
not.
Just
I'm
in
not.
Case someone knows.
They probably have a basement full of Good Samaritans. They're hoping you'll come over for dinner and add to their collection.
Uh-huh. Mm. Wow.
Odd, right? Should I investigate? Should I take this further?
You know what? It sounds like a scam, but I'm sort of curious. We should have him on the show.
No, but what if he listens?
All of these things
what
are things I want.
What if he listens?
Well, yeah. He's got his own website. He was actually asking me audio questions because something's not working. And all right. Anyways.
Not bad.
I enjoyed myself.
That's interesting.
I enjoyed myself.
You want to know what my little old person interaction was today?
Is it heroic? Because I was a fucking hero.
What kind of soundtrack do you need?
I'm in line at Costco, and I'm checking out the new cashier.
Hey, do the ladies want to come in here? Come on in here.
They said only if they can pop their tops, though.
Did the bald one leave already?
Yes.
I asked that fucker if he wanted to come in.
I know, and you just split. Rude.
He's such a weird dude. He's a weird dude.
Rude. He hates
us. Odd dude. He hates Tyler. That's
he listens.
Sure. And he's jealous of you. That's the small and short of it.
Here's my old person interaction today. And if you don't know me, well, you do know me. And you probably know that in life, the people that I want to like me the most,
Tyler
and
I like you very
much. It's not uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable for me to admit that I want people to like me. But in life, the one person that I want to like me the most, elderly black women. I get very upset if I think an elderly black woman's offended by me or doesn't like me. So
I think that of all the people, all the different colors and creeds and races and sexes, old black women would probably
they're my favorite people.
Would dislike you the
most.
No, you speak out of turn, you say rude things, but I'm respectful.
I'm respectful.
I would see a lot of shoes fly in your head.
Okay, so old black lady in line behind me at Costco, she's got one thing in her basket. I've got one thing in my basket. And I went, this is kind of a waste, right, coming to Costco. Both have one thing.
You guys are both
she
dumb.
Goes, is that your natural hair? And
ooh.
I went, yeah. And she goes, you know, a lot of people. And I went, are you threatening me to be funny? And she didn't laugh. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, dear.
Fuck. Like, I just thought it'd be funny. Go, are you threatening me?
Oh.
And then she goes,
are you threatening me, period? She didn't say, are you threatening me to be funny?
People pay $100, $200 for hair like that. And I went, I'm not a whore. I'm not a hair whore. Nothing. I'm totally freaked out because I'm in line in front of her. I'm like, please like me. Fuck, fuck, fuck. It's getting worse and worse.
How did you recover? Did you recover?
And then she goes, well, I really like your hair. And I went, you know what? It's not working because I don't get a haircut because it's my way of saying F you to people. And I said it like in a nice way. And I was like, fuck, 3 for 3. It didn't, like...
This is, like, the worst.
I was trying to be as polite as possible, but it's my way of kind of saying, like, F you to people.
Be more like 0 for 3. Here's where you fucked up to begin with.
Yeah.
You immediately say, hey, would you like to go in front of me? Older black woman?
You know what? I should have.
Yeah.
I should have.
400 I years.
Oh, wait, in this story, you're in front of her?
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a dick.
The correct thing would have been to say, why doesn't Costco have an express lane?
That's or I should have said, let me pay for your fucking one loaf of bread or pita bread. That's all she got. She goes, I just needed bread. And I should have said, I got that for you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. You should have.
Reparations.
Merry Christmas.
Yep.
So instead, you said wash. Merry fucking Christmas.
It's a wash on slavery.
It would be all forgiven, I think. Yeah. Instantaneously, every single rebel flag, every single Confederate flag would have just burned. Like they would have spontaneously combusted right then at that moment. Bunch of rednecks would be pissed.
I blew it.
All right. I didn't know that black women are your... And you've never brought that up.
Old black ladies, I love.
Have you ever fucked up with one so bad that she reached for a shoe?
No, but I would take it.
Do they have to be shorter than you?
If this woman would have said, I'm going to spank you, I would have been like, all right.
You would have been into
it. What am I going to do?
You would have been into it?
Is that like...
No, would have been into it, but I would have taken the pain.
You would have taken the pain?
Yeah, I would have taken it.
What about caning? What if she said, I'm going to cane you?
Yeah, I might have left.
Do you think that's like white guilt left over or something?
No. Okay. If you're honestly putting me in front of a group of mixed people and saying, who do you want to like you the most in this group? It's not girls. It's not these people. It's not successful people. It's not rich people. It's I want an old black lady because I think old black ladies have a wisdom that nobody else has. And I think they're funny and I think they speak their mind. And my favorite person I've ever come across hiking was only 2 weeks ago. And it was a very, very outspoken probably 80-year-old black woman who was being walked with her caretaker, and the woman was screaming her opinion. I've been around since 1943, and I never did this, and I got a job, and I didn't go on no fucking welfare, and these motherfuckers, and she was just going, and I was like, I don't want to walk past her, even though she's baby-stepping it. I wanted to stay there and just listen to her and soak it in. It was great.
Yeah.
No, I walked past.
Someone has to mark this episode as one that will come back for the next blacker disaster.
Why, is it something bad?
I don't know. It just seems like, you know, some sound bites.
The worst thing
that's
been said so far, as far as I can tell, my racial ear is very attuned. Me suggesting that she might use a switch on him or reach for her shoe. Those two things were questionable.
Okay.
That was from me.
I want to befriend like an 80-year-old black woman. I'm not kidding. One goddamn bit.
I used to go down to the retirement home all the time.
I need to find some woman whose kid's in a gang. He doesn't come home anymore. Just kidding. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. Did my mama make you chicken?
Okay, now it's getting into
what is happening?
Oh, dear. Yeah.
No, I don't want him to think I'm stealing his grandmother.
All right, guys.
Is the point.
But I love the idea of you guys volunteering. Isn't that just the nicest thing ever?
Of course.
No, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Holidays. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets fat, right? It's a known fact. Right?
Yep.
I'm thinking this next year, not like a New Year's resolution. Those things are kind of beat, but I'm just thinking like one set, you know, the drinking, the booze, the eggnog, the food, all the cookies, all the shit's gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to just do nothing but walk. Not WALK. I'm going to walk my food. What do you guys think?
Walk your food.
You guys ever walk it?
Yeah, like, right. You, like when you buy a pig and you walk it to...
Nope.
Well, Are you asking for a gift?
I have a wok. I found a wok in my house. It's old. It's beat up.
They're great.
But and then you can just flash fry things, right? And I think it'll be real fresh.
Oh, you will. Like, okay. I'm sorry. WOK is what you're talking about right now.
Is this a good plan?
I just had no idea.
Here's the thing is, you end up having to put oil in there and sometimes butter.
You can use the fat from the protein. The protein.
Well, it's better with some, just if you throw some vegetable oil, it's better.
Okay, a little bit.
I've started this thing. It's called
Walks
not
are great.
Eating.
Yeah, so how's that working out for
that's,
you?
That's pretty good.
It's not,
good one.
You know.
You do any blow or anything to help
no,
you
with
that?
No. Any kind of and it just stays on.
Any
so.
Mom drugs?
Nope.
Do they
I
have
wish.
Mom drugs still?
Yeah, they do. All
if
those uppers.
If you could just tell me who could give me those mom
back
drugs.
Back in the day, you just go
well,
to
you
the
gave me your mom drugs.
Go online and pull up. Just pull up.
I can't stay up all night.
All those old advertisements from the 40s and 50s is the mom with the screaming kids and her going, ever since I got Vicoset, everything's fine. The kids are screaming and she's just like at the kitchen doing dishes with a big smile on her face.
I need to get into some counseling or something.
Yeah, you could get some drugs. You could probably get some. Drew, Dr. Drew on Loveline last night. Just last night
can
was
he
talking
prescribe
about
me?
How doctors back like in the 80s were getting thrown in jail. I know Drew's a bit of a...
alarmist?
I don't know, alarmist, a catastrophist. But he was suggesting that doctors, he knew,
fear-monger.
Were getting thrown in jail for not giving their patients pain meds and opioids. I wish I lived in
that. Sounds like something my brother would say.
Again, that would be pretty sweet.
You Dr. Johnson? Yeah. We got a patient here who said you didn't give him painkillers. Can you put your hands behind your back, sir?
Write me a script. You're going to jail, doc.
Let me also be clear that the not eating isn't something I choose to do. It's something that I just
you're
end
poor.
Up doing.
You just can't afford the...
No, it's like I'll make my kids their meal, and then I just...
You're too tired?
Don't have anything
you don't,
left.
Sneak a fish stick
There's
off
nothing
the plate.
Left.
Really?
Yeah.
So you need a little, like, holiday cheer? You need a little couple bucks?
Sure.
Yeah. I'll throw you down some fish sticks.
You want to add, like...
My fridge is a little bare, guys.
To rip you up something in the walk?
Yeah. I'm thinking walk, guys. I was hoping you'd be into this.
I'm into the walk.
We should walk, right?
I totally thought W-A-L-K.
The leftovers are going to be like crisp and fresh and vibrant.
I like this idea.
I think it's good.
How many people will buy the After Disaster Walk?
Yes.
How is it ours, though? They're at three.
No, we're
going to
have one. We're going to have them made.
Just slap a sticker on there.
It's getting pricier than t-shirts.
But
what makes it
ours, though? What makes it After Disaster S?
You know we can do? After Disaster Waffle Makers. Big AD.
Oh, it makes them into the AD.
Yeah.
You guys should have a cooking
bad.
Show.
You know what? We should have a cooking show.
We should absolutely have a cooking show. Why the fuck?
Love for Nutters.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
How about
first
this
thing you guys make?
There you go. Yeah. And I think maybe the live show is where you should debut it.
What if our cooking show was
adorable?
Just you guys cooking in the kitchen, and us we'll be like doing the show.
We can feed
in,
we can feed Brianne because
we know
she's
our place.
Starving,
and we'll be talking, and you guys will be like, "How's it coming?"
I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Almost ready, dear.
I can't read this
Use
recipe
the walk,
book.
Right? Yeah.
You just gotta do what my kids do, and whenever I place it in front of them, they'll immediately just say, "No,
really,
I don't
do?
Want this."
Here's the thing about the walk,
and then
Children.
They'll end up eating it, but then
Evil.
They'll want some sort of bologna slice and you know string cheese. That's what they live on.
You shouldn't buy that for them.
I'm not going
products.
To.
It's not organic. You gotta give them only organic.
Yeah. I get them behind the counter.
I'm teach kidding. Them how to bologna. Cook out of the wok.
Just threaten them that Uncle Andy will come over with his big wok, and they're like, "Oh Jesus,
you're going
to
the wok."
Here's the
wok.
Is I've had a wok before, and I've used it on occasion, but it's not that far off from just a regular pan.
Right, but you can do the swish swash.
You can do that in a regular pan too. I found out the hard way. You don't really need the wok. It's kind of a sales pitch.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But I think you can get the heat. heat way up on the wok.
Well, the thing about the wok is the heat goes to one place. Mm-hmm. So you can stir things into that place.
Okay. Kind of like they do at the Mongolian barbecue where the big sticks.
Yeah, even though it's a flat grill.
That place is
awesome.
I think
you're bursting somebody's bubble here.
Yeah, no, I'm into the wok. I'm going to go get one, too.
Burst
Let's go get woks.
Who's Christian in the house? This is Jesus' birthday?
Raise your hands, Christian.
I'm a Christian.
You're a Christian?
We got two Christians.
Danny, you got
Catholic.
Christian. It is Jesus' birthday.
Yeah, coming
it
up.
Is.
Coming
so Jesus,
a lot of people.
I mean,
believe,
technically not really, but we're celebrating it.
Right. It's like, I think February or something, right? But, you know, thank God they did. I mean, because
they
got
to do something.
If it was just like 4 months of miserable snow and dark days and cold, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This Christmas cheer really makes the season bearable.
Yeah. I actually learned.
Yeah, Diana, our friend Diana Vandenkamp here, she's on drugs.
Yeah.
She drank a Surge that was.
You drank the whole thing?
Uh-huh. Gifts. Settle down.
I haven't had this much sugar in my system forever.
Take it away.
I do know some history about Christmas. Like, before it became Christmas, it was originally like something where they would, in the winter, they wanted the sun to come back. So it was kind of like a celebration to the sun god.
A lot of wishing.
Let's decorate these trees. Look how beautiful they are. Don't you want these trees to be, you know, growing and seeing them again with the sun or whatever?
Mm. I've never heard that.
So then someone decided, we're still going to have the celebration, but now we're going to have the focus be on Jesus.
Well, he is kind of like a sun baby, right?
Sure.
Well, he's almost
if we consider the star.
He's the son of God.
He's got a good aura, it would seem.
What do they call those little
nativity? He's got a sunny disposition.
Nativity
scenes, right? Yes. He's always got like sun rays coming
along. Well, there's hay. Yeah. And
those aren't rays. That's his glowing aura. That's his aura.
Yeah?
You can't see an aura, though.
All right, so a lot of religions have been created.
Some
right?
people think they can.
Yeah. Maybe.
Can we all agree that religions have been created?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
We can agree.
Well, many religions have been created.
You can't ask somebody if they're Christian and they say they're Christian or they're Catholic and then ask them to agree that we...
Can we agree,
that what you
I mean,
believe
everything
is bullshit?
Created.
Can we agree that many religions were created by the powers that be to keep us in line?
Is anyone here married?
Sure. Yes.
Can you agree that your spouses are fucking other people?
That's
like, you can't just go completely against what
Very
they just
different.
Said.
I wanted to make sure that we had some believers in the room. I already know that Tyler is. He's not in the room, though.
Well, he's ignoring us because
he's desperately
praying.
Searching
through his prayer rug down.
His spirit is.
It's away from the
prayer
microphone.
Rug. Very confused about what religion
I came up with a new religion.
I just came
what
up with the greatest
it?
Idea ever.
Huh.
What?
Like
not
Andrew
ever,
Keegan?
The 80 religion? We are going to make a fucking kill. I shouldn't even say this on the air.
Okay, don't do it. Write it down, though, because you'll forget. I know you.
You guys?
No!
Levi's?
What?
Levi's?
501?
With little prayer rugs sewn into the knees.
Ooh, not bad!
You don't have to bring your prayer rug to work.
You just like have little zippers maybe and they kind of just
No,
unfurl?
They're just there. You don't even have to mention it.
Is it like a skirt? Like a skirt?
Your pants are made with a prayer rug.
You have like patches, but they're prayer rugs on your knees. This way,
it's like
if you're
a
Muslim,
like
you can
a
just pray wherever you want.
It's like a chair built into your pants.
Yes.
You just pull a string and like legs
Only
come
it's
out.
More it's more realistic. Than
yeah,
that.
Can you so it's just the pant, there's no additional
No, you don't need it. Just the knees.
Just
the
stone in. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Oh, why cause a scene?
Wait a minute. Were you the one that
when
I was
you're
talking
praying
to
on
about
the floor of your office?
The windbreaker that turns into something else? Were you the one?
I don't know. I don't know, but this is a great one.
Because the windbreaker that turns into something else.
You know what?
Too.
God damn it.
Was that?
If we would have these, if I could have come up with this idea like 4 months ago, we could have got this on cereal as an ad. Moved units.
MailKimp.
Leave cereal alone.
Leave it to MailKimp.
Okay, so what's your religion, Anderson?
Let me ask her. I don't
Agnostic.
Have gods. And, you know, I'd probably make myself the god or, you know. Some friends.
Oh,
or
what is
Maybe
your
Stanley
actual?
Would be the god. I don't have like all the working pieces.
Right.
Like I have the plot.
Okay. What's
okay.
Plot?
Wait.
Yes.
So is it kind of like Andrew Keegan's religion
that
he created?
That?
This
Who's
actor.
Keegan? Okay.
It came out recently.
References.
It came out recently that he was like, I'm creating a religion, and I thought, interesting.
Andrew Keegan.
Congratulations.
Is he a Keeganist?
He was in 10 Things I Hate About You. He was in Camp Nowhere.
I know. Wait
Let's
a minute.
See.
I only saw this headline. He also said I didn't really work the details out yet.
Oh, great.
He
was on the show Thunder
thing?
Alley. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that show, Thunder Alley?
You know what?
Jonathan Winters. Mm-hmm.
In case you're thinking about joining his religion, I want to be honest and tell you mine's going to be better.
Oh, I'm in your cult already.
So, fuck Andrew him.
Keegan. Well, you already have t-shirts.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah. Don't join his. Or Scientology.
I'm asking. Here's the main thing.
Mine,
I want to
like
ask
in the summer.
If it would work.
Okay.
If it would work. Here's the threat. You die. You go to the other side, the other place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get there, you realize you have a choice. Everything, every dark deed, every embarrassing thing, every shameful thing that you did becomes public to everyone after they die.
In the afterlife? Or
in the afterlife, once they get there.
Okay.
All your loved ones, everyone will know all of that. It'll something beyond our comprehension, but okay. They will see it all for what it was. Like if you cheated on your wife or your husband, or if you stole from your parent, you know, all the horrible things will become public. Or
to those still living.
To those who die, who come on the other side.
Oh, okay.
You will now exist with those.
Okay.
Or here's your other option. You can just decide not to exist any longer. You're done. You're finished.
Okay, I think
would
most
that be
people...
a motivating factor enough in the real life to make sure that you don't do anything shameful?
Does it like float above your head the entire time, like when you're walking around in the afterlife?
Everyone knows. It's
hey,
just like
okay, first
knowledge.
Of all, it's a wall.
Oh, but they're going to forget about it.
It's like Hugh Grant getting his dick sucked by the tranny.
Everyone would take happy afterlife with the with everything being aired because it's a wash.
Well, they know it's not a wash.
If I go, I have a confession to make, you guys. I eat my own poop, and everybody went, "We eat our own poop too." I'd be like, "Oh, okay."
It wouldn't be a wash because there'd be a lot of people who didn't eat their own poop.
No. Everyone's got horrific things they've done in their life. Everyone does.
Maybe because they don't have this threat looming over them.
You mean
how is that threat not like hell?
Well, no, like you just don't exist anymore. That's the alternative. Like,
here's
you just
my concern.
Stop existing. Like you never existed to begin with.
Here's my biggest concern
like before you were born.
I'm
with things
just going to say this sounds stupid.
Aww. I don't want her in here. What it?
Here's my concern with this whole thing is like just
it's
this
just
whole
not
idea.
Good.
If I were to air the most embarrassing things that ever happened, I mean, that
it'd be
I'm
called
most
the after
shameful.
Disaster.
No, but the two only things that actually manifested themselves. Are they the only
no,
things?
No, not just your, not like your thoughts. Like
that's what I mean.
Because
if it goes to thoughts, then it's like all
the
oh,
only
oh.
things that you actually, okay, all your deepest, okay. darkest, most shameful secrets would okay. become part of your. Like everyone knows it. The reason why I came up with it was I was thinking about how many things that people do that they get away with.
Yeah,
and
most
religion is about keeping people in line. Mm-hmm. It's like I get the hug, "Do not kill," "Thou shalt not kill," and this and that. And the threat is you may or may not go to hell, and who knows? And there's always there's plenty of soldiers who have killed. But they're doing it for God's country.
There's plenty of murderers who have killed and not gotten caught.
If this was the guise of your entire religion, I think it would make people stop and go, "Oh shit,
Whitey Bulger."
I don't want everyone to know this in the afterlife, and I don't want to not exist anymore. So I'm gonna decide not to do that. I think it'll keep people.
But wait,
in line.
So in the afterlife, it's only.
It's not that hard, Miss Movies.
It's going to
fail
suck.
Summer, Sunday school?
It's going to suck for like 10 seconds until the next guy pops up and then everyone's like, look at the shit that guy did.
Yeah, and I got to say, this
it's
is not
like
better.
Defending your life.
This
then.
Is not better than just, oh, you're good, you go to heaven, you're bad, you burn in
hell. No, like let's say you did something really awful to like your parents and then they see what, like tried to murder them or something. Or maybe you did, and they don't know, but then they see it. They turn your back in the afterlife. Now they are not a part. They want nothing to do with
so you. Like shunned,
but that's fine. There's like 40 billion other souls up there that you could go hang out with. Find the other guys to try to kill their parents.
Worked out the beats.
Is it good? Is the place we're going to good?
I think we need to rework this.
Also, your religion doesn't seem too concerned with what happens before you die.
Is there anything good?
What if you don't find out about this religion until you're like 20? You've already done a bunch of shit.
Existing, like that's kind of good, right?
Existing where?
I
the great loophole about Christianity is you can fuck, you can do whatever you want. You can murder, that's rape, do everything, and then on your deathbed, ask for forgiveness, and you're going right into heaven. That's the good loophole.
I actually have it on my phone. I just push a button. It's an app.
And you go to heaven?
And,
yes.
Well, that just says, like, I repent. It's my own voice, and as I'm dying.
Okay. Do you record it?
Yeah.
That's all
can
bad.
It be in Stephen Hawking's voice? Can you do that?
You might go to a place where there's only guys in
wheelchairs. Forgive me, Father, part I am.
They were really bummed. No one really thinks about this, but like, that's an American voice that he
right.
uses. You guys see the movie?
I think I know. Yeah.
But I liked it.
I almost cried at the trailer, though. It's pretty.
Did you like
pretty
it?
Heartbreaking. I have not seen
you're
it,
not
but
seen,
I
yeah, you
like
don't
I
see
said,
movies anymore.
The trailer is very moving. Nope. However, if you know Stephen Hawking, you know that he's kind of a womanizer.
Yeah, they go over that in this movie.
Oh, they do. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
They don't pull a lot of punches.
He loves strippers. He goes to strip clubs.
Gets pint
house, and he's and maybe somehow has beat his wife.
No.
Oh yeah.
No.
Look it up.
What are you talking about?
Is he like
he's been charged with
move
like assault
in his wheelchair? Yeah, please look at it. Yeah, that was in there. Yeah. This seems absolutely ridiculous. All his dirty deeds are coming out.
I should
out
probably say
right
alleged.
Now.
How embarrassed would you be
dirt
if you got beat up by Stephen Hawking?
That's the ultimate.
Didn't
assault.
He go through a really rough divorce and she claimed he assaulted her?
Did he
I
try to run
so.
Her over?
I don't know. Maybe
no,
he's like,
is,
I'm going to pump this up to high speed.
There was cheating.
Like,
maybe
I
he
don't
just,
know.
Yeah, cheating. He cheats.
Well, no, but she cheated as well. All alleged.
But if you marry Stephen Hawking, you're allowed. There's probably some sort of agreement. You're allowed to cheat.
Kind of. They cover this in the movie. It's a good little movie. I'm telling
you. I do want to see it.
It's
I
gentle,
do like Eddie Redmayne.
Soft.
And
he was great.
That one gal looks good. I don't
know
her name.
She is awesome. Felicity Jones. I never experienced her before.
Is she,
I'm in love. I'm in love with her.
She on that show that's like Bates Motel?
She's on a bunch
of
shit I've never
seen. Not her.
She's on like, she's got like 40 credits. I haven't seen her once until this movie. But I think you like it.
Okay.
It got to me a couple times.
Welcome to the Film Vault, everybody.
Sorry. All right.
Oh, you know what? We can move on because Miss Movies 2.0 got me a gift, so I'm going to open them.
Crack that baby
I'm
open.
I'm excited.
Anderson, are we going to talk about our romantic date at all?
Oh, the gondolas.
Oh, yes.
I want to know about the gondolas.
Oh, look at that. God, let me take a sniff of that.
No, you may
just
not.
The smell.
Stop it.
It's a bad idea.
Stop it.
I smell, smell it.
Bad
stop
idea.
It. I'm not going to put any in my mouth.
You don't have to smell it.
What is it?
That
what
is a technique.
Irish whiskey. I
that you use.
Jameson's. Thank you very much.
God, I love that drink.
Trouble bubble.
Thank you very much.
At bay.
Ooh, I've wanted one of these glasses for so long.
Oh, that's a great glass.
Stop it.
What is it?
I'm triggering.
What is it?
It's a sweet rock glass. Like the kind with the
ooh. You wear your like smoking robe and say degrading things about broads.
It's got the ice ball in it.
You ruined
and the
everything.
Ice ball is what my favorite thing from the last Star Trek movie was the actual ice ball. So that, is that where you heard that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
I did pay attention.
That's fantastic.
Glad you like it.
If that was actually part of the white elephant gift exchange, I would have murdered someone for it.
I had to sort of keep that.
Good luck explaining that in your weird heaven place.
Well, I really wanted the round ice ball.
And I didn't want him to get the booze, so I had to keep that out.
Yeah. You don't really smell it. Stop it.
Anderson, I feel like your heaven place is based off of like you when you had to go to jail and everyone's like, what are you in here for? It's essentially the like high stakes eternal version of what are you in
good
here for?
Good point.
It kind of, I mean, I always get in my head like, I think a lot of us do, like what if everyone knew everything? But that's one of the reasons why this show is so great is because we can kind of air some of these things and feel okay.
How about this?
It's kind of like a confession.
What if everyone knew everything that was going on in all of our heads? Would we be better people than most?
What?
What's the argument
if
there?
If everybody knew every bad thought you had and everything you've ever done, would we be average or would we be worse or would we be better than most?
Out more than most people is what he's saying. But most people have these thoughts, if not worse than us, but they just don't verbalize them as often.
Because just to be – without being weird, there's nothing I've masturbated to that is illegal or that I would be horribly ashamed to go like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, yeah, you're good.
Your thing is kind of like defending your life, only everyone is the judge. In
I'm just thinking about
Mike,
one.
You saying
just have to live with it.
Mike, are you saying there's no shame in your came?
No, but this is a good judge of if you who's the better person.
Past tense of come, the colloquialism for orgasm of the male variety.
Oh, I hate that word. I wish we could come up with a better word for that. That's not orgasm.
Organism?
No, that's.
I'm having an organism.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I so rarely need to refer to my orgasm that I probably don't need another word.
Sure.
When do you have to?
Almost never.
Do I open my gift?
Oh, I'm sorry. You
don't get one.
I have one.
You do have one. Sorry, Mike already had his.
I just don't know if I open it.
Did Michael get? What did Michael get?
He got the redneck glass.
Oh yeah.
The. Don't forget about the live show, you guys, this Monday.
Hey, I got a letter. Tyler's opening his gift. I got a letter.
It's a cat-themed evening for me. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
Tyler's opening the gift.
This is it's a cat's meow, the toy your cat can't resist. The motorized wand.
Spins around?
Yeah.
Spins around?
Henry and Frank.
My goddamn cat needs that. She's constantly like just looking for me to entertain her, and I don't have time.
Turn it on and test Stanley's resistance to it.
I keep catching her drinking out of my pool. That's bad, right?
Yep.
That's
not good.
Yeah, it's chlorine. It's chlorine.
Well, my dog only drank out of the pool, and we could not get him to drink out of.
Past tense.
Well, he died at like 16, which is pretty good.
That's what happens when you drink pool water for 16 years. It'll kill you.
Or surge.
So I got a letter. I tend not to read all the letters that we get here on the program, but I figured I'd read this one.
Wait, you got a letter or we got a letter?
It just says C/O, which I believe stands for care of.
Okay.
Anderson Cowan.
Got it.
Strangely cut out into the shape of a gun a little bit, right? With the address.
That's weird. I don't like
that.
Then the back, there's the writing on the back. You can see the
writing.
It
doesn't look like a love letter.
And then it's all typed out, a little
What state is this
paper.
Coming from?
It's coming from Washington, and it's coming from Walla Walla.
Oh, is it from Todd?
Do we all remember Todd from Walla Walla?
Mm-hmm.
He used to call a program and let us know what he really thought of it.
What is he really
Is he the
think?
Killer?
No, he's not the killer.
Is he the guy that used to call and start to compliment us, then put us down?
I believe so, right? Wasn't that Walla Walla? A couple guys that did that.
Yeah. I just want to say I love the show, except for usually I'm bored of it. You know, you guys were really funny this week, but usually you're not that funny, and I just sit there bored and I turn it off early and turn on another podcast.
Here is what Walla Walla Todd.
All right, let's hear.
What's up, Pabs? It's Todd from Walla Walla, Washington. Love the show. I've been a big fan from the start. I would send you something. I just want to know what to send you, Pabs. This is like a test run. I had to put down my big dog named Lucky.
Aww.
And it was a hard thing to do, but it had to be done.
Mental hug,
due to health stuff.
Did he drink chlorine?
Due to health stuff. Mm. God damn it. Get Dawn on the phone. If I have to come out on one of these goddamn breaks after a dog. Sorry, that was Casey Kasem.
That's so confusing for people that don't know what you're talking about.
Yep. It's a classic bit. Casey Kasem was yelling about doing it, having to do it.
I forgot. I read this a couple days ago when I first got it, and I forgot all about the dog. It comes out of left field. Just out of nowhere.
You're just talking about dogs.
Let's start from the beginning again, because this actually is poetry.
Okay.
Todd. What's up, Pabs? It's Todd from Walla Walla, Washington. Love the show. I've been a big fan from the start. I would send you something. I just want to know what to send you, Pabs.
Woof, woof, woof,
this
woof.
Is like a test run. No new paragraph. All the same paragraph. Then we move into, I had to put down my dog named Lucky, and it was a hard thing to do.
Was
it
like,
had to be done due to health stuff.
You're an ugly dog.
P.S.
You're a stupid dog.
Nope, he had to kill.
Oh.
I believe it was death. P.S. I will send you something if this is the right address.
I hope it's not a fur hat.
Love you guys. Todd from Walla Walla, Washington.
Aww.
Todd, this is no longer going to be the right address. We need to get a P.O. box. That's something we need to do in the upcoming months.
R.I.P. Lucky.
If you really want to send us something, now keep in mind there's about a 20% chance I'll never get it because they're unprofessional. But you can send it to me at the Improv 8162 Melrose 90046.
Oh, well, and there's a pretty much a 90% chance if you send it there, Tyler and I will never get it, even if Mike.
That's not true.
A lot of things.
But
go
if you really and, must
disappear
send
in the bellies,
the sandwiches,
the cake.
Make sure you put my name on it.
Yeah, you got to put a name on it.
I've gotten packages at the Improv that sat there for weeks, and somebody finally went, "This package is yours." And I was like, "Oh, thanks."
Speaking of weird letters, when I was in DC last weekend, 2 weekends ago, I don't know when that was, we went to the Post Office Museum. You can actually get to see one of the real anthrax letters. Like, it's right there.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
Is the powder still on
it?
It's
crazy.
No.
What, from
I didn't know
Kaczynski?
That's really it, then.
No, from after 9/11.
Oh, wait, Kaczynski wasn't a...
But they have stuff from Kaczynski, and they have a bunch of really weird stuff there.
Wait, the
Is
powder.
It like Smithsonian?
Yeah, the Smithsonian has a Post Office Museum.
Oh.
Is it are the curators really,
and there's
really,
a sweet,
really,
like,
really slow?
There's a sweet, like, full, like, 180 curved movie screen that plays, like, how a piece of mail gets from one place to somewhere else. It's pretty tight.
A slow guy picks it up. Tight. Another slow guy files it. Another slow person puts it in the bag. A fourth slow person
They have
puts
games
it in the
where
truck.
You have to try to, like, sort mail the way that they used to, and it's very difficult.
Anything about Henry Chinaski?
Refresh my...
Bukowski?
Yeah, that was his pen name. He was he wrote a book called Post Office. He was a mail carrier. Who was the killer? Who was the mail carrier?
MailKimp.
No, not MailKimp. Who was the killer? There was a killer. Yeah, there was a murderer.
Sounds familiar.
There was
Sounds
a lady
familiar.
One and a
Death
dude one,
mail.
Too. I can't remember that.
Wait, mail. Come on, guys.
My
I'm
friend.
Telling you what I know. No.
As Add you know, on. Things have changed in recent times, like the last 20, 30 years. But my friend Dave used to, when he was a kid, the mailman that used to service his house would drink all day while he was delivering mail. And he would pee in the truck. And he would sit there and watch it out the window and the pee just come out the door and run down the gutter. Like every day the guy peed in front of their house in the truck.
Oh, my God.
He just peed against the door.
Of all the stories that you've never started with, as you know, things have changed over the last 30 years.
Well, I mean, they're not allowed to drink. Like, garbage men used to drink on the job every fucking day. When I was a kid, every goddamn garbage man had a six-pack between his lap. And
yes, and Don Draper was drinking whiskeys at work.
At
it was
Christmas
commonplace.
Time, you came out and gave your garbage man a six-pack, and he didn't save it for later.
Wow.
Am I correct in that? Do you guys know that? That's a tradition? You go out and give your garbage man a six-pack of beer, right?
I have heard that.
Yeah.
I've never
And they
heard
drink
that.
It in the truck while they're delivering, while they're picking up garbage. And guess what? When they're finished, they just skyhook it over the top of the truck.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nowadays, with the laws, you're not allowed to drink and drive and pick up trash.
So at the Smithsonian, did they also have like Tylenol bottles, ones that were tampered with that killed people?
No, that was not there.
You know what they should have in that museum?
There was some cigar box mail bombs, though.
Ooh.
That was pretty sweet.
Ooh. The when I was when in the 90s, before 9/11, I used to fuck with the post office on a level you couldn't even goddamn imagine. And when I worked at CBS, I printed round stickers that had that cartoon symbol of a bomb, and it said letter bomb enclosed, and I put those on every outgoing package.
That's nice.
It was like that big and said letter bomb enclosed, and I thought it was the funniest thing of all fucking time.
That's ridiculous.
How big was it?
Not that big.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of every season.
The size of a coaster.
At the end of every season of the show I worked on, I would take my Rolodex as we were cleaning out our offices, and I would put a stamp on every page and just dump the whole thing into the mailbox. And just to get rid of the stamps and to start my Rolodex over. And then at the end of the season, I had a case of water left over.
How did you ever contact anyone again if you kept mailing out your Rolodex?
I swear to God I did this 4 times in a row. I swear on my I'm being 100% honest. I did it to be funny. I put a stamp on every page of my Rolodex and shook it into the mailbox.
Your logic is fascinating to me.
At the end of one of the
seasons,
that
logic?
At
so
Dennis
then
Miller
did
Live,
get theirs?
We had about a half a case of water left, and I printed labels for a bunch of my friends, and I put the label on the water, put it on the postage mailer at CBS Television City, put the postage on it, and dumped it all in the actual mailbox and just let it go. And most people got their bottle of water. And a lot of people got their bottle of water put in a separate envelope with a mean letter on it about this is not, you're not allowed to mail liquids and it's not, but
you
they still got it. They still
just
got it.
Creating work, more
wow.
work yeah. for so that they continue to have a job.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
paying them too. Yeah.
And you're making them slow for your actual packages
and
that you did need
CBS
to go through.
I thought it was
dollars.
The fucking funniest thing of all time that I would just take a case of water down to the mail department and just go in the big bin and walk back up to my office.
My favorite fact I learned at the post office museum was they had this whole section about the Pony Express. Pony Express went on for like, it was insane. It went on for like 80 years or something like that, and won't get into all the stuff, but it's very impressive. But the first time that a telegraph went from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast, they packed up the next day. They're like, we're done. They just the Pony Express was a private company, and they just shut it down. They're like, oh, well, fucked.
I don't understand. What? Oh, the first day that they
the first
the
day
telegraph.
That a telegraph actually like, went all the way done. Across the country. They're like, nope, all right, pack it in.
I feel like they should have done that when the
we're
internet
not
going to
evolve.
Done.
We're just going to shut it down.
What Blockbuster should have done.
They say the telegraph was the biggest life-changing event in the last, like, 1,000 years.
Tell it to Steve Jobs. Newman actually had the guys. Remember that was one of the running.
Hold on, I'm telling
that
him.
Happened on on Seinfeld. Newman had like the killer. He's a famous killer, guys, and he was a mailman for a while. And he had his mail carrier. I can't.
Wait,
find
was
it.
John Wayne Gacy a mailman?
I think he might have
before
been.
He was a clown.
I think he might have been.
I think he might have
been
too.
He might have been a mailman clown. He delivers giggles.
Thank you.
Mailman murderer is not coming up with anything. I'm not coming up with anything. So. Miss Moves, you took a swipe at us, I heard.
I did.
Via the wife, I believe it was, told me. Somebody who was on Twitter. I don't know what Twitter
is. Oh, yes. When you guys are giving Sarah Koenig shit for
Koenig.
Saying, like, I need money.
Yeah.
And then you guys immediately ask for, right after that.
You guys.
Yes.
Might have been Corona.
Say, if you want to bring us gifts to the After Disaster live show.
I never asked for that, but I believe somebody
there.
Did. I believe somebody did on those.
And we'll
on
open them up.
Here's the difference between Koenig and us, all right? First of all, our name doesn't sound racist.
She's talented.
Wow! Get out! Out! This one.
On this week's Bring Us Gifts.
She has advertisers banging down her door. She has Best Buy tweeting, making a little inside joke tweets about her show. And
if I open the gift on stage.
If next season.
Why would I open the gift? If I killed her.
If next season of fucking Serial.
I don't know. I like how his voice always cracks when he's lying.
Doesn't have ads in it. Great.
Everyone says you killed her.
I'm glad
you
got some
money.
I don't know
why you would say that.
We'll find out.
But when it's going to be chock full of ads, talking about trunks filled with clothes that some stylist picks for me.
It's going to be Nature Box and Amazon Reads and
Blue Aprons.
Hey, you know.
Sarah King.
DraftKings.
I bet you, Mike.
Now that my last appeal got turned down.
I bet you she got, and you know what, Corolla continues to ask for fucking handouts as well.
Yep.
Please donate to the podcast. He only makes 40,000 per episode.
Okay, Cupid.
Do you know what, I love Leo Laporte, and I love his podcast, and I love his podcast network, and he makes a couple million bucks a year net after all of his bills are paid.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much as Corolla, but he's, you know, at about the halfway point.
For this numerous times on this program.
And he's still, even though he's making a couple of millions, he's probably making $3 million bucks in ad revenue.
Right.
And then, you know, it's about $1 million a year cost for his studio. Uh-huh. After that, he still gets donations to the tune of over $20,000 a month, and it's never wavered from that. People still donate $20,000 a month.
I mean,
month.
I can understand.
I don't know.
I give $15 a month to Warren Buffett just because that's what I do.
He needs it.
It was either that or the ASPCA. And I figured.
Why do you give Warren Buffett money? He's like the fourth richest guy in the world.
Mike. Jesus.
I'm pretty gullible, too.
I don't give him as much as I give Bill Gates, but I give him money.
I still give the Jobs family a couple of bucks now and then.
I give a fucking Uncle Sam a lot of money. I can tell you that much. Am I right?
I'm just saying.
Fucking Uncle Sam.
Don't give her a hard time if you guys are going to ask for gifts.
Who's the postal? I didn't ask for gifts.
I'm just saying.
Plus, every time we open a gift, every time we open a gift from a listener, it's a risk.
She was asking for it could be anthrax.
She was asking for checks. We actually risk our lives to
why don't you just put a donate?
Yeah, we risk our lives and then we snort things that strangers send us.
Does anybody know?
It's 100% sure. We fucking snort things that strangers.
Does anybody know?
Should I go get it?
Yeah, you got some?
Is that snuff time?
Yeah, can I have some snuff and surge?
Does anybody know
it's gonna be a great night.
How much she raised?
I would like to know.
That?
I don't know
no,
if that'll
she didn't disclose.
What's your guess?
Millions.
My guess is over a million.
Yeah.
No, it couldn't be that much.
Really?
I'd say maybe like 3 or 4. I feel like she got.
I
got
to be honest with you.
Did you give her money?
It was sort of offensive that she asked for money because of the fact that that show had a way unfair advantage over every other podcast in the history of podcasts because of This American Life. That show would never have been in the top 10 if it wasn't for This American Life. It was good. It's a great podcast. But without that boost, it would have never been number one for 11 weeks in a row or whatever
Mike,
it is.
That's like your complaint about every famous person that's famous because they had a famous parent.
Yeah, but I'm
that
just saying, their advertising revenue has potential to be $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 an episode, probably more. So fact that they asked for money in addition to that is kind of pushing it.
Can we make a new podcast, guys, the three of us? This movie
which,
not a part
which
of
three?
Sorry.
Tyler, Mike, and I.
Wait, I thought we already discussed that.
The cooking show?
Are we announcing it right
now? I don't
want
to be part of it.
Well, I got to.
No, don't announce it. No.
But I want to.
No, all right. This is. Okay.
Because I got a name for it.
And what? I was technically part of the incarnation of this.
I don't think we should do this
show.
Right now. This is supposed to be professional.
What?
Ms. Moose?
If it wasn't for that airing of Mike and I, it wouldn't have happened.
Who put that shit together?
You
Me!
Did.
That's who.
As I'm just saying, I was there.
That's true.
I was on the air.
You're part of it, yes. Just like Hitler was part of World War II. I don't see him bragging about it.
What? You don't see Hitler bragging about being a part of World War II?
I'm Schindler.
Is that the analogy you just shout out?
You know what? What if Hitler was still alive and he did like a Vegas show after he got off?
He's like, I sold out the improv.
Just don't want to brag, but I killed over 6 million people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's petting a cat. He's like so old he can't even get up. They have to wheel him out in a chair.
Okay, can you give us a teaser about your idea?
No.
Please?
I think that was a teaser.
I think it's a pretty goddamn genius, so I just came up with it. Miss Moves probably won't think so, but I can tell you this much.
I just have to be the realistic one in this.
Are you the
situation?
Realistic one? Is it
yes.
Because I'm calling you silent movies and you don't like that?
Yeah. I'm very much offended.
Are you offended?
No.
Because it's old-timey?
I actually don't give a shit.
Oh.
Whoa, it's so wild when you
That's
curse.
Worse than being offended.
It's so fucking loud for somebody who retired and swore to never be a part of a podcast.
This is my only outlet, people.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
This is it.
Yeah.
A lot of hostility coming from this.
One year.
Yeah,
one year.
A little bit.
Are you only taking a year off?
What?
Please say that's not true. Please say it's forever.
How dare you?
No,
she's
I'm
so
not.
Great.
I'm sorry.
I'm not coming.
It's getting weird.
Until next year, right?
No.
Until the next show.
You were on this show because you were part of the show this year. You retired
yes.
this year. Next year.
Oh, okay.
You have nothing to do
I
with anything.
I don't have to come back.
You cut out. That was Brian's call, not mine.
This makes me sad.
Oh, we're talking about the other show.
Yeah. This show, open invite.
Oh.
As long as I'm not around.
Oh, if we really want to get into why I left the film vault, we can get into that.
You want
but
to?
But I don't know if we want to clear
now
that
we're
going
to get into that? If you'd like to. I'm still kind of confused.
Dun, You're dun, still kind of confused that... No, okay.
Yeah? It's up to you. I mean, you seem to be in a mood. You got some steam.
Sure. Well, now I got maybe some surge.
Did you drink a little surge?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
no, I didn't.
Truth surge them.
All right, what's up? What's up, Brian?
My eye does hurt.
Because you and I have always been fine.
Yeah. No, we're fine.
Until tonight.
We're fine.
Until tonight. No.
Uh-oh. Indeed.
All right, so what's the deal? Why did you leave?
Why did I leave?
I think I have an idea, but I don't know if I ever...
First of all, I was only on twice a year.
Well,
so that's...
Par for the course.
Pretty much, you know.
We've
I actually...
Had
this
movies.
Was twice a year. Yeah, we have... And
We've
I'm
had her
thankful.
On twice.
Two times a year.
Yes, two times
twice a year.
Year
yeah.
So I went from maybe once a month to twice a year. And then
also had a couple kids
every time we tried to schedule it, it would get pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. And then no one would tell me until like the day of or the day before. And it just, I couldn't, with kids, it's a lot harder because you have to find someone to watch them. And that's like a big anxiety for me because I don't want just anyone to watch my children.
This is a long way to go to say you were disrespected.
Yeah, that's it.
Gosh. That's stressful.
By who?
By people that...
Long way to go to say Anderson and Brian.
Was it me?
No.
Logan?
No, because you had no clue.
I don't pay attention to that kind of shit. Yeah, I don't at all.
Because I knew that one person kept changing it.
Yes.
And telling the other person to tell me that it's been changed.
I was out of the loop, as they say.
So if you can follow that trail,
right,
you know exactly which person is the one that kept changing it.
She's not calling any names.
Yeah, we
out.
Say follow the money.
Right.
Doesn't apply to this case.
A bald half Asian man. Okay.
And but because let me just say this. I figure that neither of them have any idea how hurt I was by the fact that it would always just fall through the cracks, and I felt like I was just, you know.
Aww.
Well, I did I tried to make it clear, and I talked to you. We talked off air about this a few times, and I was some. Okay, I feel like we've said too much. So,
have
new
we
show.
Said too much?
I feel
sure.
Bad. I feel bad, like I had something to do with this.
You didn't.
That's called narcissism. 10th degree.
Oh, I see. I see. No, I mean all those times and I sat there rubbing our hands together. And, ha, 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 she's in pain. Suffer, bitch.
Oh, that's terrible.
I just felt like no one really wanted me on the show is what it came down to. Decided time to go.
Not to just say goodbye. Case.
Not accurate NPR.
And are there still places where people can hear the old film vaults with that? We did like, what, five
old
or six?
Ones. With Mike?
With Carano, Miss Movies, and I did.
Those were great.
About five or six
those were great.
Film vaults. Yeah, it was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Tyler and
we
I did a film
We did more than
vault.
That. We did at least like eight, I think.
Tyler and I did too.
I do remember that one too.
We did one.
Really good. To that.
We
really
thought
funny.
It was not good, so we did
it wasn't.
A second one. Well, you didn't
the
hear
The second one
that
was good.
One.
The second one
you
was
didn't hear
good.
The first one.
I
we
heard
never
the
aired
first
the first one. We never aired it.
Then the one I heard, you sucked.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just joking.
This woman obviously gets verbally and emotionally abused at home, and she takes it out on her podcast.
This is our last home game before playing an away game at the Brea, and I don't know, going into it shaky now.
Sorry.
Hey, you know what? I
ruined it.
If you guys are going to bring any gifts, I'd like a box of Raisin Bran.
What?
Why? Are you talking to us specifically? No,
I'm trying to go through my grocery list of things I want people to bring on Monday.
Just do no Amazon Fresh and you're good.
No, I want people to give them to me.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to go and buy them. I like Raisin Bran, crunchy organic peanut butter.
So what else? We should wrap this shit up.
Just crunchy organic Raisin Bran peanut butter?
Diana. Diana's going to be performing with Rune at
Rune
the
and
after
are gonna
disaster.
Rock out.
I
yeah.
forgot to even mention that. They're opening the show, actually. And believe
good
it or
job.
Not.
Thanks.
Rune, very talented guy.
He's and, fantastic.
Believe it or not, we have a listener from Australia that needs a lift.
Oh, yeah. Someone give Joel
I don't know
a ride.
Someone can help him out with that. But
he's flying into LAX.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I think he's in Hollywood or something. He needs a ride from Hollywood, I think.
Yeah, it's on the Facebook page.
His first, night in the United States, and he needs a ride down to
Have
Brea.
We taught him about Uber?
That's a pretty expensive Uber
Sounds
ride.
Expensive.
That's pretty expensive.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We should try and get him. Or, you know what? Better
Someone
yet.
Sponsor him.
Hold on. Who's at the Hollywood Improv that night?
Let's get Sarah Kane
in to get him tickets
for
that.
Just
for
get him,
him.
Get him a ticket for the Hollywood Improv.
I can do that.
Aww,
yeah, I can make that
that'd
happen.
Be so
there we go.
Sad.
It's MoBed and Mondays. It's like a deaf comedy jam.
Oh, what are the chances of him being black from Australia?
I've seen his photos.
Can't even
he's not.
Begin to guess what the chances are.
Not a black guy.
Right. No, he's a.
You know why?
Nice Caucasian young man.
You know why there's not a lot of black people in Australia?
Oh, tell me, Mike.
How are we gonna get him?
Because let's
like me. Don't care for snakes. There's a lot of snakes running around, apparently. Brown recluse
Does anyone
spiders?
Care
Africa,
for snakes?
Africa has
snakes are the worst.
People buy snakes.
Bad example.
People buy snakes. There's a market for snakes.
Forget it.
I can't wait to meet everybody at the show.
I'm worried about this Australian guy getting to the show. I'm actually having Corona syndrome here.
I'm worried,
and
about,
worried about it.
Yeah, I was stressing out about it, too, and I was like trying to like figure out, okay, if I give him a ride down to Brea?
You don't know when you're coming from Australia.
Yeah, but if I give him a ride, which I don't think I can do because I'm going in the afternoon, then I need separate time. So he's got to get out and go kill time for like 6 hours while I do other stuff.
Which is meditate and get find your chi and find your center, right?
And I want to go. And I also want to go to Costco and Irvine. I have to run errands that day too.
What are the chances of you finding and befriending an old black woman and bringing her to the show?
You know what?
No.
That's not a bad idea.
You should do that. Try and do that.
Plus, even though I have a Subaru Outback, it's only a two-seater. Because the back's a bed.
How many people have driven up behind you? Actually, you probably have no idea, but I bet there's guys that think there's a lesbian driving the Subaru down the road, and then they pull up and they sit.
Probably.
Get next to you.
That's fresh comedic territory.
It's true, though. He's like the only man I've ever seen driving a Subaru. I like your Subaru a lot.
I love it.
I love it.
That's a cool car.
I don't know if I've ever... I feel like I wish I didn't say that part. How about the lesbian thing?
It's all right.
A, it's as old as... it's just old. And B, it was kind of mean. No
it's
need
all right.
for it. Yeah.
He's shaking it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I put a rainbow license plate holder on there.
It's my anger towards Miss Moves, and I redirected it towards you. I feel like
I should
have done that.
I'm sorry that I brought the show to this level.
Brought a very negative vibe.
I apologize.
I can understand why she would want to do the world a favor and take her negative meanness away from iTunes.
Like we should go back to something happy, like the guy putting his dog down.
How about, let's never
go back
there.
Can we just hear a prospector voice?
What's up, Pabs? It's Todd from Walla Walla, Washington.
There's somebody to cover the old prospector.
Hey, let's have a happy show like you did that time.
Yeah.
Hey,
in all seriousness, don't bring gifts. Even though we appreciate
bring
it a lot,
them.
But please don't bring gifts.
Don't bring them.
Don't bring gifts.
Bring
Serge.
Don't
bring gifts. Bring me some
just
Serge.
Someone bring Joel, the nice Australian man.
That's the best gift of all.
What if somebody brings him and he kills
him by his really big
Should we give a free shirt to whoever brings Joel?
You know what?
That's a cute
I'll do more
idea.
Than that. I'll buy you a drink.
The drinks are cheaper than the shirt.
I almost just misspoke. I was going to say I'll comp your entire table. And then I thought, I don't want to commit to that.
Oh, I'm going to have new cold cockle shirts, too.
Woo!
All right.
Can I get one?
Do I have to make some personal merchandise?
You probably should.
I might.
Cold cockle shirts, tat! And they sold out. I didn't have any. And I needed to make some more for the people that worked on my films as well as to make available.
Yeah.
I may or may not have some Mike Church of Corona shoehorns.
Shoehorn? Where's my shoehorn?
Kidding. I'm not bringing shoehorns.
I used a shoehorn the other day. It was magical.
It's great, right?
Really good. Yeah. I thought you might be crazy, but
no.
Fantastic.
Putting on a shoe without a shoehorn after having one is not enjoyable.
It's luxurious, man.
It's weird.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I want to get one for my kids.
It's the best.
We should all have
And the reason for shoehorns is so you don't damage your shoes. Which I wasn't aware of. But it makes it much easier to put them on.
Mm-hmm.
We had this exact conversation.
We can go skate.
And we're going to have it again.
We can go skate for a minute. We have time
accurate.
To go skate. Let's go skate for a second.
Okay.
And talk about plans. Okay. Talk about other things. Diana, thank you very much for your gifts. You got me very kind of
yes.
to see
no
you trouble, at the live
bubbles.
Show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
see all of you at the live show.
I love
Miss
my
Moves,
gift.
Wish you can make it to the live show. It's kind of a bummer
I
you
wish
can't,
I could
but
be
I'm
there.
Glad that we're not going to be fucking heckled. So that's fantastic.
I did not heckle you last time.
Somewhere along the line, you found your balls, and now you're heckling. I think she's just
great.
Bitter angry. Bitter. But anyways, it's good to see you. You look great. You look fantastic. No one ever guessed
Thanks.
You're a mom of two.
I'm definitely fatter than I was last time.
That's crazy talk.
You look fantastic.
Okay, well, thank you.
And Mike, Ty.
It just makes my boobs look big.
Love you guys.
That's
love
all.
You, love you
she's
guys, too.
She's got some cans, guys. She's got some cans.
And
Bouncy.
See you Monday.
Monday.
How do you